In 1946, four young black people, Dorothy Malcolm, Roger Malcolm, Mae Murray Dorsey, and George Dorsey, were brutally murdered, shot over 60 times by a white mob less than 30 minutes from Athens in Monroe, Georgia. One of the victims was 7 months pregnant. The case, a tragic landmark in American racial history, sparked mass protests in New York and D.C. For the first time, an American president called in the Justice Department to wield the power of federal civil rights laws in its investigation, but to no avail. For nearly 7 decades, activists have been trying to solve the case. One source of information is the grand jury testimony, which has been kept sealed for 75 years. But this month, a Supreme Court committee decided not to take up the matter of whether to release grand jury testimony of extreme historical significance. Earlier this week, I spoke to GPB's Grant Blankenship, who covered the committee meeting. Here's our conversation. Why is there still so much interest in this case after all these years?
I think because it's unsolved. Despite the fact we know that over 100 people testified before a grand jury back in the 40s about what they knew about this crime, just the notion that there's this wealth of evidence in a box in the National Archives about this heinous event that could actually help us all as Georgians, as citizens, to kind of begin to make sense of it and even heal from it, I think that's what keeps it front and center in a lot of people's minds.
And who is this committee?
So the committee that was taking up this issue of grand jury secrecy and when it should or shouldn't be abrogated is the Committee of Rules and Procedure to the Supreme Court. Federal judges, their attorneys, professors, academics, they consider issues of how criminal justice procedure should work in the courts, and they make recommendations not only to the Supreme Court but also to Congress when they come up with a new rule, a new way we should do things. And so in this case, what they were considering was what traditionally has been considered sacrosanct, and that's that when a grand jury is done receiving testimony and it's made its decision, the goings-ons in that grand jury should be sealed forever. The question that the Morse Ford case provides us is whether or not that should always be true.
What would be the danger in releasing grand jury testimony?
Well, in more conventional cases, like say a grand jury that happened 3 weeks ago, right? I mean, you could easily see that in a conventional murder case, someone who testified to a grand jury could themselves be in the line of harm if people knew that they helped secure an indictment against someone in their community for murder, right? What the attorneys for the historians in the Morse Ford case have long argued is that since this happened so long ago, 1946, most of the people who could be harmed by any lapse in secrecy to what's in these documents, they're probably dead. Their argument is that there are pieces of knowledge in some grand jury testimony that potentially could be of such social worth, sort of like transformative in the way that we see ourselves as a society, that just securing that traditional function of a grand jury isn't the overwhelming necessity.
And does the fact that the committee has refused to unseal the testimony mean that there might be some explosive or damaging information in the testimony?
This committee wasn't necessarily taking up just the Morse Ford grand jury documents. They were considering a change to rules, like a recommendation to change all the rules for all grand jury documents. And for instance, like some of the options they kicked around were when a case is 65 years old, maybe we should automatically trigger the release of the documents then. Like that was one option. So that sort of thing. I don't think it says anything about what could be in those records in the National Archives. Nobody's seen them in 70 some odd years, right? Since 1946, they've been sealed away, or else we wouldn't be fighting this in court. So nobody really knows what's in it.
Where does the case go from here?
It's a good question. I mean, I think some of the people on this rules committee said probably the next step for this issue of grand jury secrecy is someday when some other test case comes down the pike that worked its way to the Supreme Court. It's just a question of what case that'll be. They've already said they don't want to hear the Morse Ford thing. Yeah, but we've certainly not heard the last of these folks and their quest for understanding.
Grant Blankenship is a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. We spoke earlier this week.